Nisham Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Uli Nishmas, Maran, Agon HaKadosh, Or Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzhak HaKohen Cook, whose Yahrzeit is today, Gimel El. There's not enough to say about the Rav. There's not enough to say. It's not enough. Whatever I say about the Rav is not going to be enough. Not that there's not enough to say about the Rav. There are endless things to say about the Rav. Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya. For many, many, many years, we've been zeichet to learn his Torah and try in our little small way, little tiny way, to bring his Torah to the world. And I'm going to continue, if God gives me life, we nether. And just ask that Hashem just to keep blessing me so that I could spread this amazing Torah. Rav's Chochmas Chaim is just unimaginable, indescribable. Need shtickle in the Ein Hayah in particular, just so much wisdom for life. So we're in Maseches Brachos, and it says in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, my Rabbi Shmuel Shmei de Rabbi Chia. After all eating, eat salt, and after all drinking, drink water, and you will not be harmed. It's also taught in Braisa. After all eating, eat salt, all drinking, drink water, and you won't be harmed. Another Braisa, if you ate any food and didn't eat salt, drank liquid and didn't drink water, during the day, you should be concerned about bad breath. And at night, you should be concerned about diphtheria. Biyom yedag min reich hapeh, v'leil yedag mipnei askel. Rav nireh ma Rav oseh im ha'gemara hazot. First shtickle. After all of your eating, eat salt, and after all of your drinking, drink water, and you won't be harmed. Im ha'adam hirchiv tzrachav b'chol inyanav. If a person expanded his needs in all of his matters. Don't get too fancy. You have to stick to nature. This way you'll be healthy. You get too fancy, it could lead to a lack of health. Don't forget your source. You use things that you made, you toiled, you invented. After all of the technology, everything that we have, try to stay close to nature. Don't get too far from nature. שיחיד דעתו בתולדות רבות צריך להיות מכל מקום היסודות הפשוטים שהם המושכלות הראשונים משרשי אמונה פשוטה ברורה על ידי קבלה המפורסמת תמיד יהיו בפיו ובלבבו. So this is also going to be a help in the spiritual world for your shemayim. Because even though you know a lot, you learned a lot of math, you learned a lot of science, you learned a lot of history, you learned philosophy, you learned psychology, you learn the philosophy of science, you learn the science of philosophy. Everything, after everything you've learned, nevertheless, the basic things are also important. They'll always be in your heart. You have to stick, always again, stick to the basics, stick to nature. You do that in the world of Teva, in the world of nature, and eating, and versus technology. Technology is very nice, but sometimes just put away your phone, and take a walk in the forest. In the park, better, in the forest. Enjoy the trees and the sun and the grass. And just go back to nature. And so too in Ruchnius, a person should expand his knowledge and he should study a lot of different things, but never forget the basics in Emunah. Shem Shechel L'Soach Ha'yikol L'Chalas L'Chol Melech Shu Ha'machal Achad Sheyuchal Adam L'Chol T'Yisod V'Tzik Kamo Shehu Shlochol L'Bor Shenim U'Tmurot. In other words, after all of your eating, eat salt. Because salt has undergone no change. the one food that has undergone no change. There have been no changes. When you have fruits, vegetables, even though it comes from the ground, grows from a tree, but the changes, it changed over time. The salt didn't change. The salt is the basics. The water also, it wasn't changed. No hands have touched it. And they accustomed the body and the soul together to remember the clean and simple source from which many, many different things come. It starts all with the basics, and then you build on that, but never forget the basics. It also arouses the seichel not to distance itself from the primary source. God created man to be straight, as it says in Kohelet 7:29. Receive truths that are required for his shleimus in a straight way. Based on the natural nature, on the straight nature of the soul, he's going to grow in chachmadas. And if he doesn't look for Cheshbon Tzvavim again, God created man Yasher. Yasher means the natural way of man is to be straight. And if man goes with his basic straight nature of the soul, then he's going to do the right thing, he's going to grow in Chachma Das, it's going to be terrific. But he shouldn't be Mavakish Cheshbonus Rabin. The Pasuk says, I created a man Yasher, and he was Mavakish Cheshbonus Rabin. There's all these Cheshbonas, all these different things that are going on in his head. It's terrible. The person has to know that that's not the way to go. He should know that a Cheshbon Yachid Olav Mavakish. He shouldn't be Misrachik. He shouldn't distance himself from the natural godliness within his soul. And then he'll find his happiness in all of the harkavas of sikhli, sometimes in all of the intellectualism that he is able to perceive, in all of the books that he reads, and all the experiences that he has. But he's never going to go back away from the basics. And the basics is emunah, the basics is yashrus, the basics is being with God. So that's the lesson over here. The lesson over here is, after all your eating, and food is comprised of many different things, but eat salt. The salt is like nature. It comes exactly as you get it, as it always was, as God created it. So that symbolizes going back to nature. And after all, Rishtiya Mayim, because Mayim is as it is, not touched by human hands. And then you're not going to be harmed. So that means that both physically, don't get too into technology. Never forget nature. Never forget nature. After all, your computers and your phones and all the other machines that we're surrounded by. Even now, sitting here, I'm surrounded. There's a computer, there's a lamp, there's a fan, there's a clock, there's all this technological stuff. So this isn't exactly NASA. But still, you have to remember, oh, I look outside, I see, it happens to be nighttime, so I can't see. But if it were daytime, I would see the trees and I have a beautiful view here of the mountains. So that's what we should strive to, always go back to nature, and so to our Avodas Hashem, to go back to the natural state of man, which is Yasher. Salt is a preservative. So you have bread. Bread is halacha. And then you eat salt, which preserves it. After all of your drinking is agada, eating is bread, is halacha. So after you learn halacha, In other words, you learn halacha, and you're yagdil toyer v'yadir, and you have pilpulim, and you have chidushim, and you have chakiras. It's all geshmak. But eat your salt. Eat your salt. Go back to the basics. What's the basics? That salt is preservative. Preserve your yirah, preserve your emunah, and that yidiyah obligates a person to fulfill all of the natural obligations, the requirements, and then he won't be harmed. You won't have midas, rois, and you won't forget the tachas halachman after every shtiyah. What shtiyah? Shtiyah is the ma'ayaneh ha'agadah, ma'ayaneh ha'agodah, which is nimshal mayim, a lot of ideas, fancy ideas. Yishta mayim. Mayim is this emotional feeling that elevates a person, b'teva nefesh zaka, that elevates a person in the nature of his pure soul to desire the light of God. So I don't really see how mayim is haregesh hanafshi, shemeromem et ha'adam b'teva hanefesh, hazaka lechsof l'ol Hashem. That's how he defines the mayim. That's the emotional feeling that elevates a person in the nature of the soul, pure soul, desire, light of Hashem. But the bottom line is that, I guess it's because mayim means you're going back to this, it's a basic. Mayim is a basic. So after you have your agada and all these fancy ideas, don't forget to always go back to the basics. Don't forget to go back to the basics of your soul. And then if you do that, you remember to go back to the basics, even after you have all the fancy ideas and halacha and agada, so then you'll become great because you never forget where it started. Okay, so this is mamish mayridika. Like I said, Sam, the Rav is just, there are endless amounts of things you can say about the Rav. Just halfway of a fella pillar plus. Takes a Gemara like this, and the mamish have a whole philosophy out of it, of life. Achakol chalasva chomelach. Eat the salt, go back to the basics. Both in the world of nature, physical body, physical world, and also in the world of in the spiritual world. All the ideas, all of the learning, but always go back to the basics. And also drink water, and water also, back to the basics. And also lechem, eat bread, is halacha, go back to the salt. All the pilpulim, go back to the soul of the basics of yira, to preserve it, to preserve your yira, your emunah, that'll bring you to do. And then after all you're drinking, which is agadita, drink water. Drink water. Water, again, is the basics. So after all the fancy agadic ideas, go back to the basics and you won't be harmed. You'll be able to mamish, elevate yourself, grow in your avedis Hashem. So this was gevaldic, super, super gevaldic. And mitzvah Hashem, we are going to continue in this series of God's so kind and gives us life. We really hope he does, because we're just loving this. And there are so many hundreds more to do. So we hope we're zocher to do them. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, beloved friends.